Welcome back to Vanguard Radio. I'm your host, J. Richard Jones, and it's a pleasure to be with you today. As part of our ongoing series, we are going to take a look at injured veterans, veterans who are ill, first responders and their families, and we're going to introduce a very special guest who is going to talk about some of the work that she is doing to assist in those areas. Today, introducing to the show, Dr. McElhern. And I want to tell you a little bit about her background before we jump in. Dr. McElhern is a clinical psychologist with WGM Psychological Services in Calgary, Alberta. She completed her graduate training at Stanford University Clinical Psychology Consortium, during which she obtained specialized training in the treatment of PTSD through the National Center for PTSD in Menlo Park, California. Dr. McElhern has been in practice in Calgary since 2008. She continues to really focus her work on first responders, and her clinical practice involves work with active duty members of the Canadian Forces, members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Force, as well as members of the Calgary Firefighter Department, and medical personnel and others who are directly or vicariously impacted by traumatic events. She routinely engages in teaching and supervisory activity to ensure sound dissemination of empirically grounded interventions for trauma. She also works closely with Wounded Warriors Canada. And today on the talk show, we're going to talk about operational stress programs. So without further ado, Dr. McElhern, welcome to Vanguard Radio.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the warm welcome and the invitation to be on your show. I'm really in support of what you're doing with your series, and I'm just very honored to have the chance to talk about the program.
Well, the pleasure is certainly all of ours. And I guess to begin, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about yourself and the work that you're doing.
Sure. Thank you. Well, I mean, you kind of hit the high points of my resume, if you will, but my interest in kind of trauma and how people recover from traumatic events actually started prior to going to the U.S. I was working with families who had experienced traumas in their family system, and was working particularly with adolescent girls who had gone through some pretty significant traumas in their life. And it was a really compelling time for me in learning and sort of directing my career, because what I was really compelled by was how we have this incredible ability to just recover and keep moving towards not just surviving after trauma, but actually trying to reclaim our lives and thrive after trauma happens. So that was kind of a formative experience for me early on in my career that I then got to sort of explore and deepen my understanding of when I went to school in the U.S. So in the U.S., if you want to learn about post-traumatic stress disorder and how to help people who have been through traumatic events, the place you do that is within the Veterans Affairs Hospital. So I wanted to learn about PTSD and trauma and really explore this incredible thing I had witnessed of people reclaiming their lives from trauma. And it just happened that the training and the experience I started to gather was working with members of the American military, both active duty and retired. So I spent most of the 2000s doing that, which then actually really nicely transitioned back to Canada. Canada, as you may know, in and around 2006, developed a network of clinics across the country to support particularly Canadian Forces members who were coming home from Afghanistan, reporting rates of post-traumatic stress disorder and trauma-related injuries at rates that we hadn't seen before, at least probably because we weren't asking the questions. But we had this clinic that had started to form, or this series of clinics across the country, and I was able to move from the U.S. back into Calgary, working out of the Operational Stress Injury Clinic here in Calgary, which just kind of kept this interest and this knowledge base going of, you know, how do we help a population of people who has, you know, even more exposure to trauma than any other population that we have in our Canadian society? How do we help these folks continue to recover and continue to, you know, be able to move past the traumas or move through the traumas that they've experienced? So that's kind of how I transitioned. And since basically 2011, Have been working in the community here in Calgary. I moved into independent practice in the community, which has afforded me the ability to work with our municipal services, so firefighters and municipal police and paramedical professionals, EMS, Border Patrol, et cetera, those kinds of organizations. And so really the last nine, almost 10 years has been focused on how do we understand the aspects of these people's work and the sacrifices and what they're doing for our countries? How do we understand and better treat and assess the injuries, the psychological injuries that people are suffering because of the jobs that they're doing? And most importantly for me recently has been how do we do more by way of sort of preventing or protecting their psychological health as they engage in the work that we need them to do? I got involved with Wounded Warriors Canada in 2016 through one of their other programs, and it was at a time in my career development where I was really sort of meditating on this notion that if all I was doing as a clinical psychologist was treating the disabling injury of post-traumatic stress disorder, then I won't really feel like I've done my career justice or done justice to the people that I'm working with if that's kind of all my career looks like. So getting involved with Wounded Warriors in 2016 and some of the things that led to the development of the Before Operational Stress Program has really been kind of meeting that piece of how do we do more by, you know, supporting and helping the people who are doing these incredibly important jobs in our Canadian society from how do we protect their psychological health so they're not losing their health and wellness as a result of the jobs they're doing.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I'd be curious, since you've done your training in the United States as well, are the programs different there compared to Canada, or are there common threads?
I mean, there certainly are common threads. I mean, the Veterans Affairs system down there, certainly much like in Canada and the work I do, we, you know, is focused on making sure that the treatments that we're using are treatments that work. So there's a lot of study and research that's going into, do we have effective treatments for PTSD? So there's certainly a similarity there. You know, there's lots of differences, particularly when it comes to the practical application of these things, because we are a different country. We're a bigger country. We have a lot of people who are in need of help and service who are not easily accessible. And we just have a different face of what our military looks like and what our services look like. In some ways, actually, I really commend our provinces, because we're doing some different things by way of supporting our police officers and firefighters and EMS members differently than the U.S. are doing. But really, you know, when we think about trauma, right, I always, you know, one of the things I always say is, like, trauma is the great equalizer, right? So as a species, we tend to have similar reactions to the horrors that can happen in a life. So whether we're in Canada or the U.S. or other parts of the world, you know, we do have some similarities that we see, which really makes trauma a human problem and not just any one country or any one province's problem or issue to deal with.
The operational stress program itself, how has that been received?
Very well, I would say. I think the development of the operational stress injury clinics across Canada, the use of the term operational stress injury and kind of the way that is being taught to clinicians and medical professionals working with folks who have suffered operational stress injuries, I think it's been really helpful in terms of destigmatizing the fact that psychological injuries can happen as part of these occupations. You know, versus talking to people about being sick or ill or having a disorder, being able to talk about an operational stress injury helps people understand that it's an injury that they suffer as a result of operations versus being some kind of a personal failing or something they didn't do well enough or good enough. So I would say, you know, universally the reception to that has been pretty positive.
Yeah, that's great. You've mentioned that, you know, you work in teaching intervention for trauma. What can you tell us a little more about that? Like, how do you do that?
Sort of teaching people how to help those who have been traumatized and help those to recover.
Yeah.
A big part of the kind of efforts in that regard are making sure that clinicians, whether psychologists or social workers or psychiatrists or whomever it might be, you know, really making sure that they're understanding the cultural, you know, and experiential realities of a person's existence, right? So one of the things, especially working with first responders and military, is, you know, we have to teach and help clinicians to understand the things that make the the culture and the world that they live in, quite a bit different from, you know, people like maybe you and I who aren't working in those kinds of environments. So that's oftentimes a very big piece of the training and the teaching is, you know, helping people to understand the lived realities of what these occupations demand from people. And then it's really helping clinicians to understand there are some mechanisms that happen when people are exposed to traumatic and stressful events, many of which are very natural sort of biological, physiological reactions to stress and trauma. But that in these cultures that our first responders are working within, there's a lot of mechanisms that can oftentimes prevent the natural process of recovery from the traumas that they're suffering. And so, you know, helping a clinician to really understand there's things we want to be on the lookout for where, you know, because of the operational realities that first responders and military are facing, their opportunities to fully process and work through traumas when they happen are oftentimes compromised. And we have to teach people how to be on the lookout for those things because what we're needing to do is really connect with and help, you know, the individual who is suffering to almost like re-engage or reignite a process of recovery that oftentimes has been blocked because of those operational realities.
I see. So in your clinical practice, what are some of the biggest challenges that you see?
Oh my gosh, there's many. you know, one of the things that kind of keeps me up at night is trying to make sure that we have enough trained and skilled clinicians to meet the need of the number of Canadian public safety or first responders and military who are in need. It is treating people who have been through traumatic circumstances is something we have to take very seriously, and you do need to have really good, you know, clinical grounding and you know, knowledge and supervision and training. And right now in Canada, we know that we're trying to keep up with the waves of demand that have come along. In terms of like day-to-day practice, you know, there's a lot of improvements that have happened over the last 5 years in terms of being able to get access to care for our first responders and military. But there are still hiccups and there's still challenges that we face with that. So making sure that, you know, when people need help, they can access that help as quickly and get effective help when they need it. And then, you know, there's always the piece of that I sort of started talking about how are we doing and what are we learning about how to actually mitigate the effects of operational stress? What are we learning about prevention and how we actually, you know, maybe can decrease the rates of disabling psychological injury that we're seeing, you know, still in our populations of first responders and military. So those are the kinds of things that come up, right? The sitting with and being with an individual who's been through traumatic events and helping him or her recover. I mean, that's kind of where the music happens in the work that I do, right? That's the opportunities to really learn from someone and help them to work through their experiences and really see them start to have this awareness that they can actually grow and change and develop in ways they would never have imagined from the traumas that they've been through. But it's more of the sort of administrative or practical challenges that I just mentioned that sometimes are the challenge.
It must be really rewarding to see somebody heal and have success. Are there any statistics on the success rates of these programs? How do you feel it's going?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the Before Operational Stress Program, so the BOSS program, we are tracking data. So that program launched in 2018, and we've been collecting data from our participants since it began. We're just about at the place where we can actually do some kind of rigorous statistical analysis of that data to find out where and in what ways the program is effective. So that will be, I mean, have me back in a month's time and I'll have more to say exactly on that measure. But the early data would suggest that the program is being effective. And I think, you know, my argument would be if you're able to bring, you know, first responders and military together in a way that they feel understood and they receive support and they can, you know, sort of be validated for their experiences, you're going to see some benefit, right? If you give people the conditions through which or under which they can actually kind of drop the defenses or drop the armor that they have to keep while they're on the job and actually allow them to, you know, explore the impact of their work on them. If you put some of those ingredients in place, like that's kind of like the oxygen that these people have been seeking and needing. And so we are seeing some positive effect, right? And whether we're looking at the BOSS program or whether we're looking at actual treatment programs, we know that certain types of treatment can be effective in helping people kind of get onto the other side of what they've been through and really start to live. Oftentimes what we hear is even that life gets better after they've gone through treatment than what it was before. So, the message in that is that it's sometimes hard, and sometimes, you know, we fall short in being able to fully prevent these injuries from happening. And these are things that people can recover from, and not just recover from, but actually be able to develop and sort of go beyond where they were before they even suffered the injury.
Well, I hope you'll certainly come back and share some of your statistics with us in a future show. Dr. McElhern, where can somebody find out more about these programs? How do they go about participating in them?
Yeah, great question. So certainly on the Wounded Warriors Canada website, so there's a section there that describes all of the programs that Wounded Warriors has to offer, which is the Before Operational Stress Program, as well as some others that have kind of different intentions behind them. We also have a specific website. It's www.bosshelps.com. And so someone who was interested would be able to go and read about the program and how the program is structured and what it offers in either of those locations. In terms of registration, we have the ability on either website to get in touch with us and sort of express interest. And really what's happening is we're training clinicians across the country to offer this program. And so we're putting together groups wherever the person might be located, or we're able to give them information of the sort of nearest group that might be available to them. Sometimes we have independent registrations that will go up on the website that people can register for in their communities, or we're also having services themselves organize a BOSS program specifically for their members. So whether that's a firefighting service or for paramedics or whatever the case might be. So there's kind of multiple ways to accomplish that if someone were interested. But the best thing to do would be to go to either Wounded Warriors or the BossHelps.com website.
Well, that's great. How can you tell us a little more about your partnership with Wounded Warriors Canada, how that came about, and a little bit about how your programs are aligning with the various services that they offer?
Yeah, sure. I just can't say enough about our partnership with Wounded Warriors. It's been tremendous since it began. When I was in the U.S. Training, much of the work that's done in the U.S. is in a group therapy format. And so fast forward a number of years, and I actually was on an interview on CTV Alberta with Lieutenant Colonel Chris Linford, and he and I had not met before. We just happened to be asked to be on a panel interview together, and really were liking what each other was saying, and so we connected after the interview, and he let me know about this program that he and his wife were developing called the Couples Overcoming PTSD Every Day, the COPE program, and that this was going to be a program that was going to bring together five couples, and we were going to be talking about operational stress and how that impacted the couple, and really try to provide some intervention to the group of couples who were coming because they've been, you know, living with PTSD and the effects of that in their marriages. So I was immediately hooked on that idea and went to the second COPE program that I'd ever run, and that was in British Columbia in 2016. So that was really my introduction to Wounded Warriors. Chris let me know that the COPE program was being supported and funded by Wounded Warriors, and I started hearing the names Scott Maxwell and Phil Ralph, and I thought, oh, okay, well, I don't know who these guys are, but this is a really interesting program, and I really like this work. And so got involved with Chris and COPE, and then I met Dr. Timothy Black, who, in conjunction with Chris and Catherine, had developed the COPE program. A couple years after that, I got a call from Chris again saying, we're developing this other program that's going to be just for the individual suffering from symptoms of PTSD. It's going to be called the Trauma Resiliency Program, and wondering if you'd be interested in participating in this. And again, it was right up my alley, so I said, yes, I'd love to, and I was really enjoying the group-based work that Wounded Warriors was offering through those two programs, and so became a facilitator of the Trauma Resiliency Program as well. And in all of this, in my own career, I had mentioned earlier in our talk that I was really struggling with this notion that all I was doing in my practice was treating this, you know, severe chronic injury that people were facing that was resulting in job loss and marriage loss and addictions and any number of other things. And so I was really myself, just kind of off the side of my desk, was really looking into what else can we be doing? What do we know? What are we learning about how to maybe prevent some of these injuries or lessen the impact of them? And so for a couple of years, had just been putting together some ideas and doing some study and figuring out what I thought might be a good approach from a prevention standpoint, and developed the BOSS program. And then reached out to Scott Maxwell, who I had, you know, gotten to know through my work with COPE and TRP, and said, you know, what do you think about this? It's not a treatment for PTSD. It's not a couples program or an equine program like others that they have. It's really meant to be kind of a front end, upstream, teach people some things about operational stress before they start working so that potentially they might be more psychologically protected as they start their jobs and as they're working. And Scott and Phil and Wounded Warriors just became champions of the program, and they were very supportive in providing us some pilot funding to help first responders across the country access the program. And we formed a partnership there in 2018, and with their support launched the program later that year. So it's been up and running and being studied since October 2018, and we've had 135 members across the country through the program up to this point in time. So it really fits nicely with the suite of programs that Wounded Warriors is offering. They're trying to be a comprehensive or holistic provider of excellent quality mental health service to first responders, their families, and military veterans as well. So the BOSS program sort of stands on the front end of hoping to mitigate the impacts of operational stress, whereas COPE is really an intervention for the couple, and the trauma resiliency program, as I mentioned, is for people who are already suffering symptoms of PTSD. Then they have their children's program, and they have a program specifically for spouses and an equine program. So they all really nicely dovetail one to the other, right? Someone who's done the BOSS program would be, you know, easily referred if need be to the trauma resiliency program or to COPE. So they've really got quite a nice suite of services. What we're doing in BOSS is we're really trying to arm people with information and experience that they can take into their working lives. And we're hoping, and what we're studying is that in teaching people how to do this and in providing them this experience, they may actually put some things into practice that can be, things that might lessen the chances that they become so injured from their work.
Wow, that's a fantastic story. And these are all fantastic programs as well. We've had the benefit of speaking with Dr. McElhern, and she operates a practice in Alberta. And we're talking about the BOSS program and how it can help with preventing some of the trauma, but also treating it for our veterans and our first responders and anybody who's come into contact with the trauma that's caused by these problems, including families. Dr. McElhern, I really want to thank you for joining our show today.
It's really my pleasure, and I just appreciate you very much having me on and giving me this opportunity to chat about our program.
Well, I certainly hope you'll come back. To participate in this cause, consider signing up for Vanguard Magazine. We have a partnership with Wounded Warriors Canada as well, and a portion of our subscriptions are donated to help with these programs that we've discussed today. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.